Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government plans to train 5,000 cyber commandos in next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. Calls all stakeholders of cyber security to come together to deal with the menace. In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims killed in a landslide triggered by rain on Kedarnath National Highway near Sonprayag. Aam Aadmi Party announces list of 9 candidates for Haryana Assembly elections. India says political discord in Security Council affecting UN's peacekeeping operations calls for making permanent membership more representative. And death toll in Super Typhoon Yagi rises to 65 in Vietnam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation, ANRF, in New Delhi. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and senior officials are present at the meeting. Anusandhan National Research Foundation was established on the recommendation of National Education Policy 2020. It is aimed at fostering a culture of research and innovation across universities, colleges, research institutions, and research and development laboratories in the country. The foundation acts as an apex body to provide high-level strategic direction to scientific research in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today described cyber security as an integral part of national security, saying the centre has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. He stated this while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi.
साइबर कमांडो परियोजना का शुभारंभ हुआ है 5 साल में लगभग 5,000 साइबर कमांडोस तैयार करने का लक्ष्य रखा गया है और समन्वय प्लेटफॉर्म वो भी एक प्रकार से बहुत उपयोगी साबित होने वाला है
Mr. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cyber security. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cyber crime has no boundary.
साइबर सुरक्षा अब केवल डिजिटल दुनिया तक ही सीमित नहीं है साइबर सुरक्षा राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा का एक अहम पहलू बन गया है जिसके बगैर हमारी राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा भी करना असंभव है इसलिए I4C जैसे प्लेटफॉर्म्स इसमें बहुत बड़ा योगदान कर सकते
Highlighting the growing use of the internet in different fields, the minister said digital transactions and use of digital data are increasing day by day in the country, which has increased the responsibilities of people involved in cyber security. Mr. Shah added that the recently enacted 3 new criminal laws have adequate provisions to deal with the challenges related to cyber crime in the country. On the occasion, the minister launched key initiatives for protection against cyber crime and dedicated the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre to the nation. He launched the web-based module Samanvay, a platform for cyber crime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. The Cyber Commandos program establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and UTs and central police organizations was also inaugurated to enhance cyber security. Mr. Shah also unveiled the suspect registry, a new initiative to strengthen fraud risk management by creating a registry of identifiers based on the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal in collaboration with banks and financial intermediaries. The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre was established in October 2018 under the Central Sector Scheme within the Cyber and Information Security Division of the Ministry of Home Affairs. In Bihar, a 3-day national workshop for elected representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions has begun in Patna today. The aspects of social justice and social security in Gram Panchayats will be discussed in the workshop. Union Minister for Panchayati Raj, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, inaugurated the program. Representatives from different states of the country are participating in the workshop. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, Deputy Chief Ministers of Bihar, Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, States Panchayati Raj Minister and Ministers of different departments are also present at the inauguration function. In Haryana, the Aam Aadmi Party has released the second list of 9 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections. The party has fielded Pravesh Mehta from Faridabad seat, while Mukhtiar Singh Bazigar will contest from Ratia seat. The party had released a list of 20 candidates yesterday. So far, BJP has announced 67 candidates. Congress has announced 41 candidates. JJP Azad Samaj Party Alliance has announced 31 and INLD BSP has announced 12 candidates. Meanwhile, around 135 candidates have filed nominations for 90 seats. The nomination process will continue until 3 p.m. till Thursday. Our correspondent reports, Chief Minister Nayib Singh Saini filed his nomination from Ladwa today. A report.
Today, apart from Chief Minister Nayib Singh Saini, 21 candidates, including former Finance Minister Captain Abhimanyu from Narnaon, will file nominations from BJP. The candidates who have been named in the list who would be filing their nominations today include Balwant Singh Sadhora, Ghanshyam Das Arora from Yamunanagar, Subhash Sudha from Thanesar, Ghanshyam Saraf from Bhiwani, Naonirbir Singh from Badshahpur, Mukesh Sharma from Gurugram, and Tekchand Sharma from Sitla. Also, Congress State President Uday Bhan will file nomination from Hodal and Rajendra Singh June from Bahadurgarh. Akanksha Saxena for Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
The BJP today came down heavily on senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his reported remarks on the Sikh community during his US visit. Mr. Gandhi has reportedly said his fight is about whether Sikhs would be allowed to wear a turban in India or not. Briefing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh rejected Rahul Gandhi's comments and accused him of setting a dangerous narrative on foreign soil.
This government has gone out of its way to address the issues of concern to the Sikh community, and I don't think the Sikhs have felt safer and more honored than at any time in our history after 1947. And if there has been one time in our history as a community where we have felt, anxiety is too mild a term, but we have felt a sense of insecurity and we have felt, in fact, an existential threat, it has been at times when Shri Rahul Gandhiji's family has been in seats of power.
Mr. Puri said Rahul Gandhi has gone to the US as leader of opposition, but he is continuously attacking the country's legal system and outcome of elections. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland Y. Patton has said the state government is on high alert and will take all steps to prevent any influx of illegal immigrants in the state. Mr. Patton, who holds the home portfolio, assured the public that district administration, police and other state and central agencies in the state are well prepared to prevent any influx of illegal immigrants. He said this while chairing a meeting on illegal migrants with civil societies at Chumukadema yesterday. Teams of the Forest Department of Uttar Pradesh have captured another wolf in Bahraich district which was attacking villagers. It is the fifth wolf from a pack of 6 that has been attacking people in the Terai region. These wolves have killed at least 10 people, mostly children. Many others have also been injured in wolf attacks. The 4 wolves captured earlier were sent to the Gorakhpur Zoo. More than 20 teams of the Forest Department were searching for the pack of wolves with the help of drone cameras. The state government has deployed heavy police force along with PAC and forest teams in the area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India has called for making the United Nations permanent membership more representative, especially with Africa's participation, highlighting that the political discord in the Security Council is affecting peacekeeping operations. Delivering his first address to the Security Council yesterday, newly appointed India's permanent representative to the UNP, Harish, said the lack of political unity in the Security Council, often witnessed in recent years, has negatively impacted UN peacekeeping. The Security Council needs to be more representative of today's realities, particularly in the permanent category.
The lack of political unity in the Security Council, often witnessed in recent years, has negatively impacted UN peacekeeping. The Security Council needs to be more representative of today's realities, particularly in the permanent category. Given that more than half of the Security Council's work is focused on Africa, India has been consistently calling for greater representation of Africa in line with the Azulvini Consensus and the CERTA Declaration. The Council should also consider authorizing African Union-led peace support operations.
Participating in the debate on strengthening peacekeeping operations, Mr. Harish noted that India is the largest contributor to peacekeeping.
India is the largest cumulative contributor to peacekeeping, having deployed more than 250,000 troops in more than 50 missions over the last 7 decades. 182 Indian peacekeepers have made the supreme sacrifice while upholding the cause of international peace and security. It is now time to move forward with the establishment of a suitable memorial wall for the more than 4,000 peacekeepers who have made the supreme sacrifice. I conclude by reiterating our full commitment to UN peacekeeping operations.
In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims lost their lives and 3 were injured when a landslide triggered by heavy rains struck near Sonprayag on the Kedarnath National Highway last evening. The NDRF, SDRF and local police have launched a joint relief and rescue operation and recovered all the bodies. The injured pilgrims have been admitted to the PHC centre. The deceased include 3 people from Madhya Pradesh, 1 from Gujarat and 1 from Nepal. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy. The landslide-affected road near Sonprayag has been cleared for pedestrian traffic. Pilgrims who were stranded since last night are being safely escorted to Sonprayag. The death toll from Super Typhoon Yagi, along with its subsequent floods and landslides, has risen to 65 in Vietnam's northern region as of this morning, while 39 others remain missing. The country's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development informed this. In a devastating turn of events, the collapse of Phong Trao Bridge in northern Vietnam has resulted in several casualties. Rescue efforts are underway. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh has allocated $4 million to support 5 typhoon-hit provinces. In Maharashtra, the 10-day extravaganza of the Ganesh festival is being celebrated with zeal, devotion and enthusiasm. This festival was initiated by Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak with the aim of uniting people and fighting for India's independence. Reflecting this spirit, thousands of villages across the state have adopted the One Village, One Ganpati initiative, bringing all people together. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
The One Village, One Ganpati initiative is a significant way to celebrate this joyous festival with fervor and unity, and numerous villages in Maharashtra are setting an example by adopting this approach. Urse, a remote village in Palghar district, has embraced this initiative since 1973. It unites the Kunbi and tribal communities for Ganpati Bappa with no personal idols installed in the village. The One Village, One Ganpati scheme is receiving an overwhelming response across the state. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Akashwani Delhi will broadcast live commentary alternately in Hindi and English on the Shubhro Toh Cup 2024 tomorrow from 5:45 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. or till the end of the match. The commentary will be broadcast on the FM Rainbow Primary Channel, News on AIR mobile app and PB Sports YouTube channel. Domestic benchmark indices are trading higher amid positive global cues. The BSE Sensex gained over 600 points and NSE Nifty is above the 25,000 mark in intraday trade. Both the indices surged over 0.5%, with the Sensex trading up 607 points to 82,166 and Nifty at 25,119 with a gain of 182 points a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government plans to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. Calls all stakeholders of cyber security to come together to deal with the menace. Aam Aadmi Party announces list of 9 candidates for Haryana Assembly elections. India says political discord in Security Council affecting UN's peacekeeping operations calls for making permanent membership more representative. In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims killed in a landslide triggered by rain on Kedarnath National Highway near Sonprayag, and death toll in Super Typhoon Yagi rises to 65 in Vietnam. And with that, we end the midday news.